Collections of Nothing by William Davies King. Chapter 1. Nothing Lost. On a hot summer day in 1998, I pulled up to the house I still owned with the woman who was soon to become my ex-wife, to find that she had delivered every item connected with me to the garage. My surprise was not that she had parceled out our goods, though I would rather have done the work myself, but the spectacle of what an immense and unattractive volume of me there was, much of it retained only because I collect, as a collector collects, compulsively, and then some. There I was, 43, wearing shorts and an old T-shirt already heavy with sweat, in the dusty glare of desert suburbia, rider truck still hissing and ticking at my back as the great panel door swung open with a shriek. The door shuddered, and I shuddered too. There were the usual black plastic bags of shoes and canted piles of shirts on hangers, portable radios and razors and power tools, but also the singular multiplicity of diverse collections of nothing, a junk store dumpster's highlights, stuff of no clear value to anyone but someone like me. I am a collector, something a lot of people can understand. My being a collector of nothing will require explanation. I am on the small side. A neighbor told my parents that I was the only child he'd ever seen who could walk upright under a table. Eventually, I grew to a normal height, but sometimes I think of myself as an overgrown runt. My weight has always hovered just above normal, which is typical, I think, among people who grew up fighting for a larger portion. I have two younger brothers who could easily be cheated, though I chose not to, and an older sister who always wanted it all and could not be cheated because she was disadvantaged, disabled, disastrous, and later insane. Because of her, I tend to measure my fair and healthy share, then sneak a bit more. My eating disorder...